again, guys. Welcome to the Goth Crafter Paper Crafting Podcast. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today, and it's been an alright time here. I've had the first round of the COVID vaccine and have been a little under the weather due to that, but other than that, I'm doing a little bit better. Should be alright in a couple of days, actually, so no big deal there. So last time we talked a little bit about, I don't even remember what it was that we talked about. Oh, digitals, yes. I remember. So let's talk a little bit about Edith Holden, I'm sorry. A lot of us, junk journalers or journal makers like to use Edith Holden books in their works. I personally absolutely love her artwork and love her writing, and the fact that she adds poems and stuff like that to her work. I'm sorry if you hear my dogs in the background, they're outside having a field day. Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on actually using Edith Holden in your work? You can leave me a message on Facebook. You can leave me a message. I think you can leave me a message here on the podcast, but I'm not exactly 100% sure on how to do that. You can also leave me a message on YouTube, Instagram, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Pinterest, so, all under the Goth Crafter. So yeah, oh, and YouTube, so you can leave me a message on YouTube, on one of my videos, or whatever. The artwork that she has of butterflies, and the birds, the flowers, they're phenomenal. She's even got an illustration of a snake in one of her books. I think it was an adder, which is a highly poisonous snake, but apparently it didn't bother her much to be around him. But yes, she has some amazing artwork. I also have I have a few books of hers, and I also have, the book that was written about her that features other artwork from her and, her sister's. So, which I thought was pretty interesting. But yeah, she has, you know, wonderful use of botanicals. Of course, you know, the birds and butterflies and stuff could just be nature in general. I know a lot of people like to do Edith Holden inspired work. I've made an Edith Holden, journal myself to my Etsy shop. Oh yeah, you can leave me a message on Etsy too. I'm the Goth Crafter on Etsy as well. You know, I have all kinds of junk journals. I have two sets of digitals in there right now, and I'm working on a third, which is more masculine. So, for those of you who don't like overly feminine works, it's a more masculine one. It's on the way. It's got maps, old style maps and things. That are kind of map related that would work really good in like a pirate journal or, you know, something along those lines, like hidden treasure journal or something. More on the masculine side, but that's an aside. I'm getting sidetracked today. My brain is still a little bit mush due to not feeling well. In between that and, you know, teaching, and school's about to start back up in the fall, so I'll be teaching more classes and taking classes still, so I'm going to be pretty busy. So the podcasts will probably just be once a week for a while until summer vacation. I'm sorry, you can hear a siren in the background. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, so yeah, I would just like to know what your thoughts are on Edith Holden, really. If you don't know who she is, she was an Edwardian lady who drew nature pictures and things, and had several books out due to those particular types of plants and stuff that she studied and painted. But she also has various artwork, various other artwork in there, and poems and other facts that were pretty interesting. So, yeah, hit me up and let me know what you think about Edith Holden if you like using her in your junk journals. That's it for me today, guys, and I will see you guys soon. I hope you have a good day. Bye!